Welcome back to In the Moment. Thousands of soccer players and fans descend on Sioux Falls this weekend. The city hosts a regional youth soccer tournament. Organizers say no other sporting event in Sioux Falls has a larger economic impact. This isn't the first time the city welcomes soccer teams from the region. SDPB's Keely Baltina reports as Sioux Falls prepares for the 2017 U.S. Youth Soccer Region 2 Midwest Championships.
A Parks Department worker drags a small metal scraper along a wood sign. He scratches chipped paint from the letter A. Then he loads a small paintbrush with bright white paint. He fills in the recessed letters until the words Yankton Trail pop on the brown wood marker. The sign perches along a busy street near the entrance to 21 soccer fields. Mark Glissendorf says Yankton Trail is not what it used to be.
At first glance, it looks like nothing has happened, but what you see is a tremendous result of a three-year effort that was very intentional and very intensive to bring this glorious park up to its full capacity as one of the finest natural grass complexes in the region and one of the few that can handle a large event like this all in one place.
Glissendorf co-chairs the U.S. Youth Soccer Region 2 Midwest Championships, and preparations are underway. Bright red circles on the grass mark places for stakes as men unfurl large white tarps for a tent. Groundskeepers traverse the green to weed eat and position trash bins and mow the grass to just the right height. Glissendorf says the last minute details refine work to eliminate compacted soil, improve irrigation, and level the playing field.
Top dressing and fertilizing and mowing, and you can see the brand new goals are all ready to go into position.
Parks employees wheel those white goals into place. The metal frames and white nets dot the park. Tournament co-chair Rex Rolfing says the field soon welcomed 224 soccer teams from 14 states.
If you multiply that out a little bit, that's going to amount to about 4,900, 5,000 athletes. Have a parent or two or brother and sister with them. You know, we could easily hit 15,000 people with referees and things coming into Sioux Falls. It's like moving Mitchell to Sioux Falls. Think about that, like moving Mitchell to Sioux Falls for a long weekend.
This particular event is going to create 14,000 hotel room nights. 14,000. That's remarkable.
Terry Schmidt is the executive director of the Sioux Falls Convention and Visitors Bureau. She says most teams stay in Sioux Falls, but some book up to 30 miles around the city to find space.
You know, they stay in the hotels, yes. And they play soccer, yes, but they eat in the restaurants, they go shopping, if they have a little time off, they go enjoy another activity or attraction that Sioux Falls offers. So we're talking about an approximate $17 million economic impact.
Schmidt says $10 million is direct impact. For example, when visitors pay a rate for a hotel room. The other $7 million shows up as a ripple effect. Hotels host more clients, so they staff more people. Then those employees have more money to spend in the local economy. Organizers say the championships offer ample time for teams to explore Sioux Falls. Each team plays one game Friday, one game Saturday, and one game Sunday. That time on the field is crucial. The horizon separates crisp green land from a saturated blue sky scuffed with clouds. Teenagers smack the soccer ball with their feet. They run drills and practice sinking the ball into the goal. Frank Gernick is coaching director for Dakota Alliance Soccer Club.
I wouldn't underestimate South Dakota and Sioux Falls with regards to soccer. Sometimes we are relegated to the sports other than football and basketball, but by all means, South Dakota pulls its weight in the soccer world.
Dakota Alliance teams practice on fields feet from rows of corn. Gernick says geography works against South Dakota teams because athletes must travel long distances to compete. He says rivals have greater depth on their teams because they have more dense populations. Gernick says that's a challenge, and his players and coaches are ready.
South Dakota has only had one regional champion. And I'm happy to say that it was a team from Sioux Falls And it also happened while Sioux Falls was hosting the regional tournament.
2005.
Yeah. Gonna do it again?
I sure hope so.
South Dakota soccer teams have serious competition. Tournament co-chair Mark Glissendorf says matches boast skilled players, especially the 17, 18, and 19-year-olds on the field.
You'll see teams from states where not just the starting 11 players all have college commitments. You'll see teams where all 18 players on the roster have a commitment to play D1 or probably D2 soccer. There is a tremendous high level of soccer played here that is really, really fun to watch.
Before they move to college soccer, these athletes compete in Sioux Falls for a spot at the national tournament. The 2017 U.S. Youth Soccer Region 2 Midwest Championships are free for spectators who walk to the park. Anyone who drives to Yankton Trail needs to purchase a parking pass. The soccer competition begins Friday. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.
Teams competing are age 13 and under through 19 to 20 and under. Top performers this weekend get Monday off. Then they compete again Tuesday, and championship matches happen Wednesday.